You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome to everybody listening to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And once again, we are in for a very special treat because he joined me on yesterday's podcast and he's back again 2 days running. And it is the legendary, and that is Lord John Budden. Great to see you as always, sir.
Yeah, it's great to be here again, Bobby, even if it is a bit busy twice in a row.
Fantastic to see you as always. And what we're going to do is the Monday jury from the Racing Post. And this is where we ask the pundit the Monday jury questions. So we will go straight into it. Worth noting as well that one of the members of the jury for the Racing Post is our very own Jamie McBride, who is a trader here at William Hill. He's taking part in the Monday jury this week. Right then, Lord, first question for you. What was your pick of the two-year-old performances at Royal Ascot?
Well, I'm going to cheat here a bit, Bobby, because my two-year-olds are not actual winners at the meeting. They are two-year-olds who, in my view, were unlucky because of the draw, which was, you know, very much of a bias at the first couple of days, particularly poor if you were drawn on the far side. My two-year-olds that I thought ran particularly well but were beaten were one, Dubai Station, Carl Burks, who finished third at quite a big price, in fact, in the Norfolk Stakes. Had he been drawn either in the centre or on the stand sides, I'm convinced the Dubai Station would have actually gone two better and one. And the other was the Quinn filly in the Queen Mary. I thought that Liberty Beach was extremely unlucky and ran on very well to finish fifth, drawn right on the far side at the time when horses drawn there had little chance. So they will be my two, not winners, but I'm sure they will be winners very shortly.
Which three-year-old impressed you most?
Oh, no question about this. A dull answer. It has to be Japan, who I thought was extremely impressive. Very promising in the Derby. Looked to be absolutely surefire to win at Royal Ascot, and did so. And remarkably, as connections, I think, were very happy, the price was not prohibitive.
Whose return was most convincing, that of Massa or Sea of Class?
Yeah, difficult question this, because in a way they ran A, on different types of ground, and B, perhaps in slightly different company. I personally think Sea of Class was the one who was most unlucky. It was a very effective interview on ITV with trainer William Haggis. He clearly didn't really want to run Sea of Class on the ground, which was extremely unfavourable, but had to do so to get a race into Sea of Class. And I thought in the circumstances, Sea of Class ran really well.
The fourth question of the Monday jury is, what was your highlight of the meeting?
Well, it's got to be Frankie Dettori, obviously. I mean, he was absolutely fantastic for a 48-year-old to do what he did in such tremendous style during the week, particularly on that fantastic Thursday. Horse-wise, both the horses really are Frankie's winners. I thought Crystal Ocean was splendid. And you have to say Stradivarius was a really worthy Gold Cup winner. I don't think the opposition actually ran the race quite as they should have done. But in the circumstances, Stradivarius wasn't to blame for that, and he was terrific. So Stradivarius and Frankie Dettori.
Give us a beaten horse from Royal Ascot to look out for next time.
Well, no question about that. It was Hello Yum Zain. I've been waiting for the Ryan Colt to win the Commonwealth Cup all summer. Bobby. And I thought, you know, when it came to the point that the draw was going to beat, and he did probably beat, he was a little bit slow out of the source as well, but he ran a tremendous race. He looked really well, got a bit warm before the start, which he hadn't done beforehand. But this is a horse I've been watching very carefully throughout his career. Won the first time out at Carlisle, and a grade two in France, and then, of course, won the Sandy Lane and was third here at Royal Ascot in the Commonwealth Cup. Tremendous performance. I think he will win a big race before the end of the season.
And the final question for you, Lord, as well, is what is your assessment of this weekend's Irish Derby?
Well, I think that Aidan O'Brien's going to win it yet again. I see no reason why Anthony Van Dyke shouldn't, in fact, enhance his performance after winning at Epsom. And if he's not going to win, then Broome, who ran, I thought, with great promise on a course that didn't suit at Epsom, may well take his place. Either of those two would be worthy winners.
So that's the Monday jury then, as we now ask you for your two selections ahead of Tuesday afternoon's racing. There's just four meetings, and that's at Beverley on the Westwood, Brighton, Newbury and Newton Abbey. What's your first selection, please, Lord?
Well, we're going for the 2:30 at Beverley, which is a very interesting sort of 7 furlong handicap. And it's got the weights headed by Les Ayres horse, Intense Style. Les has a very good record at Beverley, and Faye McManaman gets on well with this horse, but he's drawn poorly at 11 beyond the outside, so I think he's got all to do. Interestingly enough, Mick Easterby's got two runners in this contest, could actually win with either of them. Space War is probably the second selection, the reserve, and Harvest Day's got to go well for Mick Easterby. I think Harvest Day likes Beverley. He finished third, beaten by Brother McGonagall last time out over course and distance. Mm-hmm. Was a winner over, I think, slightly longer trip at Newcastle. Must go well. And Harvest Day is a decent horse, ridden by Nathan Evans, the stable jockey. So has to go pretty well. The horse I like, though, is at the bottom of the list, and it's Donnelly's Rainbow. Now, this has been very unlucky, consistent but unlucky for Rebecca Basterman over the last couple of outings. Bobby, I saw Donnelly's Rainbow just got beat by Cliff Bay at Carlisle last week. There wasn't much in it at the finish, but he couldn't quite get past. It had been the same at Ayr the time before, where he'd beaten a nose and a head. I think he's nicely weighted here. Rebecca Basterman has her horses in good shape. She has winners at Beverley quite often. Mm-hmm. And I thought Donnelly's Rainbow was the one to beat in the 2:30.
At the time of recording, Donnelly's Rainbow is the 5-1 joint favourite with the Pam Sly runner Keep Up Kevin. So 5-1 joint favourites there. The selection is Donnelly's Rainbow for John. What's your second selection, please?
Well, we go to the Apprentice Handicap, which is the last race on the card at 5:00. And I think on the whole, you have to have experienced apprentices to win a race of this type. And there are two who immediately spring to mind. On Pearl Noir, we have Theo Ladd. Quite an interesting booking in a way for Scott Dixon. Theo Ladd is a very experienced apprentice and a very successful one. And incidentally, Pearl Noir will be running for the 111th time in this race in his career and has won 11 times. So I think Pearl Noir will go pretty well. And then we also have Connor Murta riding for Ruth Carr. Oriental Splendor is the name of the horse. And Oriental Splendor was a winner last time out, a narrow winner from not a particularly good draw. But Connor Murta gets on extremely well with this horse, and I think it'd be hard to beat. Viking Way's also got a squeak, Ollie Williams's horse, who's been running well recently. But Oriental Splendor and Connor Murta will be the choice.
I haven't got a price for that at the moment, but just to confirm, Oriental Splendor for Ruth Carr and Connor Murta is the second selection of John Budden, the 5:00 at Beverley. John, I've got to say, it's been an absolute pleasure to work with you 2 days on the trot. Do you want to join me again tomorrow?
I'll have to come back on the train. No, very kind, Bobby. No, I hope it all's well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.